419 from Radio Row at Super Bowl L.
Super Bowl!
I. Where the Chiefs and 49ers will go at it. And things have really picked up here on Radio Row. It's Wednesday.
How about a bet payoff right there?
What's the bet payoff?
The whole week.
Wear the headdress and everything?
Yes.
The showgirl headdress feels incredibly cumbersome.
It's so weird.
It really is.
Giant peacock.
They were doing that all last night at the Vegas game.
Somehow they're making money doing
that. You're going
that.
Up the escalator and you're just... It's one of those moments where you wonder if you're the only sane person or if you're the one insane person surrounded by sane people, because all the hockey fans thought they needed pictures with their showgirls.
Yeah, of course.
They've got to have outstanding neck muscles.
They do. They do. So we saw some of that last night.
Dave.
Not from head bobbing. I don't know what you're thinking about. I'm talking about from wearing the headdress all the time.
Where did you just create what I was thinking?
Well, you're the one over there running to get pictures with Annie Agar.
Sammy Hagar? Where? Show me.
So
I really enjoyed I Can't Drive 55, Annie.
Yeah, you were great in that. So the media party, I will give it a thumb up and a half.
Yeah, it was a rough start.
It was when you have all the food outside and it's raining and cold.
And your entertainment is a Native American drum circle.
Okay, dude. You know me. All for the natives.
Okay, now that you've qualified and brought them in your welcoming arms, now the tough love part.
I'm reading native books right now, watching native movies.
How? And we should share with the audience that if anybody here is native...
Thank you.
Yeah, you are one of them.
Thank you. But to kick off, Bob, Super Bowl 58 media party in Las Vegas. Like, the first thing the media sees is 10 or 12 natives up on stage doing native things.
What does that mean?
You know.
They were doing a rain dance and it was working.
Yeah, but they needed to make it stop.
We don't have a dance for that.
Yeah, just do it backwards. Do everything backwards.
It's like Superman going around the earth.
It's working too well. Stop.
That was very laborious to kick off the media party with. Literally, everyone's just kind of walking past the stage, looking up there like, oh, God.
We're sorry about genocide.
Right.
Do you just want them to bring on the Blue Man Group?
Well, I mean, you're in Vegas, and this is what you're doing? Like, this is the first thing.
The host committee has to include everyone.
And then they had, like, a Chinese round table right after that.
Sounds like you went to a woke Super Bowl party.
No disrespect.
Like, leaders from the Asian community got up there and spoke.
Yeah. Well, and all of the...
Where's Fat Elvis?
All of the outdoor food was Asian food.
Yeah.
And so we all fill up on that. And then when they finally open the second level and the third level of the paddock, the second level was themed as Old Vegas.
Yeah.
So, you know, like velvet ropes and curtains and cabaret dancers and singers, and then the third level was like modern day Vegas nightclub with neon and lit up dance floors and the Blue Man Group wandering around. And they had food in both of those areas, but we had stuffed our faces downstairs, so no one was hungry anymore.
I couldn't eat anymore. I ate so much of the yummy Asian food that they had down there that I couldn't eat anymore. But on that second level where old time Vegas was, it was really cool because... Well, first off, it was cheap as hell. Let's skip the cool part. It was cheap as hell because they were promoting the fact that someone was getting ready to take the stage. All right? And the promotion was, via signs and announcers, the stepbrother of Elvis Presley.
Okay. Now I'm interested.
The stepbrother.
Yeah. You could meet him. You could get your picture taken with him.
Not even a real brother.
Right.
It's Step. And, like, oh, wow, that's almost Elvis up there.
Yes, it's as close as we can currently get.
And so that was cheap. They did have an Elvis singer, an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, he was like the leather comeback show Elvis.
So this was late 60s Elvis.
He was good.
Yeah, he was actually really good. He was really good, but he had the...
I took a picture with him. I tweeted that out.
You did? Okay. Yeah, the leather outfit. He sounded good. He looked the part. My question to the group last night was, though, at what point do you decide... Because the guy was probably like 30, right? Maybe 35?
Yeah.
At what point in your life are you like, all right, I guess I'm just going to go all in and be Elvis.
Well, he was probably told all growing up, like when he was a teenager, you look like a young Elvis.
I know, but there is that point where you're like, I got to go full Elvis.
Yeah, I guess I got to do this.
Like, this is it. Now I'm one. I am like a punchline entertainer.
Yeah, but that's lucrative in Vegas.
No, it is. It is.
In fact, I bet you there's a power struggle to be the preeminent Elvis impersonator in Vegas,
right?
That you wouldn't believe.
Probably so.
I bet you there's a good documentary in there.
Does anybody,
with, like,
though,
the top 10 contenders to the Elvis throne in Vegas every year?
Does anybody like that? That was the cool, hip, in shape, I'm back as Elvis. Are there a lot of fat Elvises?
Oh yeah, jumpsuit Elvis.
Like fat,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Real fat.
I'm sure there are.
Because that's what I want. I want teetering on death Elvis. At any time your heart could explode, Elvis.
And so the paddock, because it was built for the F1 races.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess, where all the high rollers watch the race, because it's right above, like, pit row.
Right.
And everything.
Yeah.
And so it's like a mile long. When you
for
go
real.
When you go up the escalator and you enter a level, then it's a big shotgun hall that just goes for a mile. And so they had drink stations, food stations, and different entertainment all the way down, table games. The one thing that we noticed when we went to the bar is they didn't necessarily stock the top shelf liquor. As when I went to go ask for a glass of bourbon, I asked the bartender, I was like, so what bourbon do you have? And he picked up the bottle and turned it to me, and he goes, Woodson?
Woodson.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one. He's like, I have no idea.
Woodson.
It's our house.
But then, so in the very middle is where they had the big stage with a full band, you know, with drums, guitar, bass, horn section.
Kat said it was like the Professor D of Vegas.
Yeah.
Like they had everything.
Yeah, and so they had a male singer, a female singer, the Elvis singer, and they were just rotating. Almost always something going on, but then they would have side stages with kind of the cabaret dancers,
go-go dancers,
and I asked Jubb, because Jubb was intoxicated, just he really was enjoying this entertainment that was going on.
Yes,
and I asked him. I said, so, because they're freestyling. There's two of them on a platform.
Yeah.
And they're just freestyling and dancing to the music and, you know, sometimes playing off one another, sometimes just doing their own thing. And I asked Jubb, I said, if you had to go up there and just freestyle dance and you cannot stop, you cannot pause for even 1 second, how long could you go before you just either run out of breath or you run out of ideas on what to do? And he claimed he could do 30 minutes.
Dude. So, you know, my worst nightmare is having someone walk up to me and say, we need you right now to call this Islanders-Capitals game.
Right.
Right now.
Yes.
And it's just like, what? I think that I would try to call that game before I got up there and did 30 minutes of full-on go-go freestyle dancing. Because, like, 2 minutes in, you'd be like, what do I do?
Just doing Backpack Kid.
Yeah. And the two girls that, like, Dave took a video of the two girls. They were super cute and in shape and doing their thing. And, I mean, they're on a little paddock that's no more than 5x5, it looked like, and they're dancing together, and they're doing it for a long time. Like, I mean...
Yeah, they would go for maybe 45 minutes at a time, and then they would take a break and switch stages. They had a couple of different crews of the girls.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, the video that Dave posted... Yeah.
the one who's just kind of...
Yeah, so that song was Boots Are Made for Walking, right?
Yeah.
That was during that song. So then she sees Dave filming her, and she starts going.
Yeah.
Like, she really gets into it when she notices that Hot Soda Dave is over there filming her.
Right. She never thought Ted Cruz for a second.
No. But it was weird being right in front of, and, like, looking at them. It was they're looking at you, and they're not wearing a lot.
As one... radio guy has his phone
yes,
in front.
Yeah. And they're going, look at all these dorks everywhere that are close up front, like just staring at us as we're trying to dance and stuff.
I bet you they dream of dating an AM radio sports guy.
I'm sure they do. And there were many moments last night where, like, just walk up and say, I can take you away from all this right now. Get off this stage right. Take my hand.
I don't want you to have to do this anymore, baby.
No, but what? Who are you? Oh, my God, here comes Carrot Top.
What? Haven't we seen him 43 times?
Yeah, he walks by like every 10 minutes.
Take my eyes off of him.
Tech 9 just walked by.
Okay, I got to get a picture with CT.
He's so hunched over.
I know.
CT.
Yeah.
We had to shorten Carrot Top.
Yeah. For those of us in the know,
yeah.
It's CT. God, he looks crazy. All right, let's come back. But, yeah, thumbs up. We had fun.
Yeah. It took a minute for it to get its stride, but I thought it was a very fun time.
We almost convinced David Moore that his next project in the Dallas Morning News will be a feature unbeknownst to his bosses. He just has to subtly put it up there on the news site, a feature on Super Bowl Hitler.
Yes.
Who is the old man walking around here.
He looks like...
He's the closest thing to Hitler that the media has.
He looks like 1970s Escape to Argentina Hitler.
Yes. If Hitler made it to the 70s, we determine it's not cool Hitler dressed in like 70s hip clothing. It's Hitler around 100.
Yes.
Who just made it to the 1970s.
Okay. He has like 10 strands of hair wrapped around his head, and then he's grown out his Hitler stash into a full stash.
Yeah.
So you don't.
Dave did not want to do the article, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. David Moore is not going to profile Super Bowl Hitler for the Dallas Morning News.
And then Corby stops him and says, not cool Hitler. Uncool Hitler. Okay?
But we
you're not dressed like Barry Gibb.
We assured David Moore that if he saw Super Bowl Hitler, he would immediately know that Super Bowl Hitler.
Yeah, I didn't have to ask, is that the guy you're talking about? I knew.
Yeah.
I did know.
You know. So you are totally in tune with Super Bowl Hitler.
I don't know that I'm totally in tune. I don't want to go that far, but I did recognize him.
Yeah, you thought that was pretty cool. Hitler's pretty cool.
I'm like, dude, what a great look you've got going.
Does he know that he's being talked about as Super Bowl Hitler?
The Nazis.
And would he take offense to that?
He probably just would like to be noticed.
Yeah.
He has to know that every room has somebody that most resembles Hitler.
True. Every room does.
Right?
Right.
Somebody that most resembles Big Bird or...
Right.
You know, I mean, there's always somebody. Has to.
And he's Hitler.